This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. MTW testing officers off the job over a number of grievances. Barbados still planning to send peacekeepers to Haiti despite Trinidad's pullout from the UN mission. Kadumut bands expecting bigger numbers for the masquerade this year. Alarm in Jamaica over increased rape and child abuse cases. And the UK government under growing pressure to suspend arms sales to Israel over the airstrikes that killed 7 workers. Good afternoon. I am Christo J. Paul. The details to the news just ahead. Testing officers at the Ministry of Transport and Works are off the job, complaining of being understaffed and overworked. Starcom Network News understands driving tests have been cancelled due to the industrial action. Deputy General Secretary of the National Union of Public Workers, Wayne Walrond, explained that some workers in that licensing department are on leave and the two officers on duty felt overwhelmed.
The Air Force of licensing officers, only for that being filled, but we have an unfortunate situation where three of the persons are on leave, leaving the remaining two persons to take up duty. Because of the overwhelming and stressful situation then, they were not able to provide the service at the level has been that had the other colleagues. So this caused an impact on the ability to honor the arrangements that's in today, and therefore is a case of lack of staffing and two officers on duty being overwhelmed by the situation and not being able to deliver the actual capacity to cover the usual service for testing. So it's more a staffing matter.
Mr. Walrond remains hopeful the issue can be rectified as soon as possible.
So rescheduling will have to be done for the persons who have come to get their testing done. She regrets that it will be inconvenient for the public for the rescheduling. They speak to the attendance for tomorrow. So there has not been no confirmation that the officers, there will be more than two tomorrow, that the staff and levels will be necessary issue tomorrow. There was no indication of that. So you will take it that just for today, there has been some inconvenience because of lack of staff and there's some rescheduling being done. That is what has been confirmed by the National Public Workers and speaking to the Chief Licensing Officer.
Deputy General Secretary of the National Union of Public Workers, Wayne Walrond. Meantime, President of the Barbados Driving Association, Erskine Cumberbatch, says the workers are frustrated over the situation which has been affecting the licensing department for some time.
The problem here is that people are being sent back home every day to do tests. Yesterday morning, persons were sent back home. Again, this morning, people were sent back home that came to do the driver's test. And the testing officers are limited. This morning, there were only two at work. That section of government needs not less than about 7 or 8 testing officers to do the job. It is too much for them to handle, so that's the serious problem out there. It didn't work today. My members have been asking me, why can't we just come and block the yard and don't do anything? Some action needs to be taken. I've been begging and trying and pleading. To negotiate and see what could happen, but it has gone to a point now where it's even affecting the testing officers. It is honestly frustrating, but it seems as though nobody's doing anything about it.
President of the Barbados Driving Association, Erskine Cumberbatch. Meantime, Public Relations Officer of the MTW, Shamko Pillay, said there is no strike action taking place at the Barbados Licensing Authority today, April 4th, 2024. Personnel of the BLA are in the process of rescheduling test dates for individuals scheduled to take their driving tests today. Barbados' ambassador to CARICOM, David Commissong, does not believe Trinidad and Tobago's decision to opt out of a UN peacekeeping mission in Haiti derails CARICOM's overall effort to assist the French-speaking CARICOM nation. Ambassador Commissong tells Starcom Network News that various CARICOM states have agreed to assist in a number of different ways.
There are only 4 CARICOM countries that indicated that they would try to contribute to the multinational security mission by contributing personnel, and that's Jamaica, Bahamas, Belize, and Barbados. Other countries have indicated a desire to assist Haiti in different ways. So, for example, Guyana have indicated a desire to help with very substantial food aid. I know Trinidad and Tobago, if my memory serves me well, had indicated a willingness to help with helping to train Haitian police. So there's no common CARICOM position on CARICOM member state contributing personnel to this UN Security Council sponsored multinational security mission.
He stressed not all CARICOM member states feel they are adequately equipped to embark on a mission of that nature.
I think we in CARICOM, we recognize that there needs to be a complementary effort to bolster internal security in Haiti, hence CARICOM's general support for the United Nations Security Council-sponsored multinational security mission. But it is not every CARICOM country that will feel equipped or inclined to contribute personnel to such a mission. But I'm sure every CARICOM country will assist the overall project in one way or another.
Barbados's ambassador to CARICOM, David Comichong, in the Lunchtime Edition. Some Grand Kadoumont bands are expecting bigger numbers for the masquerade this crop over. Several of the bands have already launched showcasing their offerings. Chairman of Zulu International, Vibian Fagan, tells Starcom Network News he is pleased with how things are shaping up as more people have been registering over the last few weeks.
We have launched a few weeks ago and things are progressing, I should say, very good. We would have started pre-registration earlier in November, so we had bookings from since November, even before we launched. I would say we are close to being sold out, but we have a few other sections that are basically close that we can probably shut off shortly. We have our clientele, which is, you know, we are basically probably say 87% overseas, and we probably do 30% locals. Yeah, I believe there will be an increase in numbers this year. I do believe that from our projections, from how things are going now, there will be an increase.
Chairman of Zulu International, Vibian Fagan. Marketing Director for Crave, the band, Tracy Boyce, says they have received an overwhelming response so far, so much so that their online portal crashed after their launch 2 days ago.
We're extremely ecstatic with the response we see from our band launch. The demand after our launch video took place 2 days ago has been extremely high. We can't keep up. We haven't experienced anything like this since we came on the scene back in 2014, 2015. The site crashed because there were so many people on there yesterday, and many were able to register, but others, the registration was tedious for them. It's slow. The techs are working on it. They've managed to rectify most of the issues. So what we're doing on our end for Crave, we're taking people's orders and manually inputting them into the system. So we're getting through the registration. We're definitely hoping for an increase, and we believe there's going to be an increase in numbers from what we typically have.
Marketing Director for Crave, the band, Tracy Boyce. In Jamaica, the Office of the Director of Public Prosecution says rape and crimes against children are at an alarming high based on the cases fixed to be heard in the Home Circuit Court during the Easter term. Some 924 cases covering a wide range of crimes are fixed for trial and case management hearing during the next 18 weeks. More in this report from RJR News.
According to data presented in court, there are 440 cases of sexual offenses on the list, while murders account for 339. Of the sex offenses, there are 189 cases of rape and 151 pertaining to having sexual intercourse with a person under 16. There are 35 new sexual offense cases on the list. Among these, 21 are rape charges, while there are 7 cases of sexual offense against a minor. In the meantime, Mrs. Martin Swaby is encouraging members of the public to resist shying away from jury duty.
That report from RJR News. And finally, pressure is growing on the UK government to suspend arms sales to Israel after 7 aid workers were killed in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza. More than 600 legal experts have written to the Prime Minister saying exports must end because the UK risks breaking international law over a plausible risk of genocide in the enclave. Meanwhile, World Central Kitchen founder Jose Andres has accused Israeli forces in Gaza of targeting his aid workers systematically, car by car. Israeli Economy Minister Nir Barkat said it was nonsense to suggest Israel would deliberately target aid workers. Some charities have paused their operations since the strike, increasing fears of starvation. President Joe Biden is due to speak with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu later, their first direct contact since the airstrike. Recapping the headlines. MTW testing officers off the job over a number of grievances. Barbados still planning to send peacekeepers to Haiti despite Trinidad's pullout from the UN mission. Kadoumont bands expecting bigger numbers for the masquerade this year. alarm in Jamaica over increased rape and child abuse cases, and the UK government under growing pressure to suspend arms sales to Israel over the airstrike that killed 7 aid workers. That was the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, Inc. is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.